graduates, those who can earn $50,000 or more upon graduation.
Guess what the highest career choice is, according to a recent study by the University of Pittsburgh among the 10 top business schools. Of the four long-term career goals stated by MBA grads, the least popular was that of university faculty member. Third on the list was manager of a government agency. Second to the highest career goal was 34%.
Welcome, everyone, to Caramel Carnage with Moose and Fudge. I am one of your hosts, Fudge. Your other host, Moose, will be here shortly. Today, our theme is something very dear to my heart. Food. I like food. I like to eat it. I like to cook it. I like to look at it. I like to smell it. In fact, there's pretty much nothing I wouldn't do for food. So we're going to play you a whole bunch of songs about food, yada, 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 you expect that. In the meantime, you guys here at Hampshire College in Amherst, Mass, will stay inside because it's freaking nasty out there. Wet, snow, freezing things, sleet, rain. It's like a winter weather watch until 7 o'clock tonight. It's intense. Intense. I'm trying to think of another food song for y'all. I had one right in my head. Oh, I know what it is. Yeah, it's the first thing. If you look for cheeseburger on YouTube, this is the first thing that shows up. And we're going to go live for you guys just because we care about you. We care. At Caramel Carnage with Moose and Fudge.
Carnivorous habits. December 25th, Christmas, the happiest day of the year. Isn't that right, Jim?
That's right, Bob. It is the happiest day of the year, Bob. Happy, 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 happy. From WJW, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Santa doesn't come down my chimney or leave presents under my tree. He's made his list and he's checked it twice, but nowhere on there was me. It's not that I've been naughty, I'm a real good kid, I swear. There's just something you should know about me, something I'd like to share. I eat Chinese food on Christmas, go to the movie theater too, 'cause there just ain't much else to do on Christmas. When you're a Jew, I'm at home playing Drano and eating Lockies that Bobby made. No, I'm not dreaming of a white Christmas. It's not that I don't like snow. I love snow. It's just if we were all snowed in on Christmas, I'd have no place to go.
You know,
I eat Chinese food on Christmas, go to the movie theater too, 'cause there just ain't much else to do on Christmas.
Let's go to shoot.
There ain't much to do on Christmas for a Jew, so I'll tell you what we do. We eat Chinese food on Christmas, go to the movie theater too, 'cause there just ain't much else to do on Christmas. Go to the movie theater too, 'cause there just ain't much else to do on Christmas. When you're a Jew.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Tay. It's T-A-Y, T-A-Y to the Z. This is the web, and it's gonna murder your TV.
It was chocolate rain, wrote a song about that history. Chocolate rain, now I'm paid a hefty, hefty fee. Chocolate rain, listen to the funky rhymes I weave. Chocolate rain, I move away from the mic to breathe.
He moves his mouth away from the mic so he can breathe. He moves his mouth away from the mic so he can breathe.
I wanna tell you about a love that took me by force. She hit my heart like a wild red horse. I call her
Cherry Chocolate Rain. I open the door and see you standing there. Cherry Chocolate Rain, pull me in with that delicious stare. Cherry Chocolate Rain, I need you right now, don't you want to stay? Cherry Chocolate Rain, your beauty burns me like a solar ray.
Most downloaded video clips, most explosive video chicks, making big videos. We big city bros, got mad witty flows that give any dough. Oh,
make it pop, cherry. Whoa, tick tock to the clock, little berry flows. Ridiculous, Mr. Johnson and Taze on date, sick with this.
Cherry chocolate rain, release my love and unlock the chains. Cherry chocolate rain, your energy is coursing through my veins. Cherry chocolate rain, Ohio's agriculture's based on grains. Cherry chocolate rain, my life will just never be the same. Dark, sweet, unexpected, taste the secret, you're infected. Cure my body's deepest pains, brought the thunder, made it rain. Cherry chocolate rain, I love you. This internet thing is wild.
This internet thing is wild, Taizan Day. Very, very well put. So for you, those of you just tuning in, this is Caramel Carnage with Moose and Fudge. I am Fudge, Moose's en route, as they say in that crazy French place. Today's theme is food, hence the Weird Al Yankovic Eat It, and then the Jimmy Buffett, and then that song Chinese Food on Christmas comes to you courtesy of some schlep named Brandon Harris Walker. I'm just kidding, he's not really a schlep. He seems like a mensch. You seem like a mensch, Brandon. I'm sure your mama would be proud. And then finally, of course, that was Taizan Day's Cherry Chocolate Rain, which is, of course, the spoof of Chocolate Rain that was sponsored by Cherry Chocolate Dr. Pepper. I mean, if Dr. Pepper wasn't already my favorite soda and Taizan Day wasn't already my favorite internet celebrity before that happened, they were after that happened. That solidified it. Because seriously, Ohio's agriculture is based on grain. It's some deep stuff, man. So we're going to keep playing food-themed songs. And the next one is another, of course, kind of silly song. But, you know, I like to be silly sometimes. Hopefully when Moose gets here, he's going to bring the real serious food songs. But for now, this is Sonic and Friends singing the fast food song.
Can I take your order, please?
Sonic and Friends. I couldn't take any more of that, guy. Sorry. Here's an actual song that we might enjoy a little more. This is comedy from Cake, which is a food right in their band name there. And it's also about another food.
Oh, not feeling all right today. I'm not feeling that great. I'm not catching on fire today. Love has started to fade. I'm not going to smile today. I'm not gonna laugh. You're out living it up today. I've got dues to pay. And the grave digger puts on the forceps. The stonemason does all the work. The barber can give you a haircut. The carpenter can take you out to lunch. Now, but I just want to play on my panpipes. I just want to drink me some wine. As soon as you're born, you start dying. So you might as well have a good time. Oh, no. Sheep go to heaven. Goats go to hell. Sheep go to heaven. Goats go to hell. Sunset Strip, I don't wanna feel the emptiness. Bold marquees with stupid band names. I don't wanna go to Sunset Strip. I don't wanna go to Sunset Strip. I don't wanna feel the emptiness. Bold marquees with stupid band names. I don't wanna go to Sunset Strip. Forceps. The stonemason does all the work. The barber can give you a haircut. The carpenter can take you out to lunch. Now, but I just want to play on my panpipes. I just want to drink me some wine. As soon as you're born, you start dying. Good time, oh no. Sheep go to heaven, goats go to hell. Sheep go to heaven, goats go to hell. Clutch.
go easy on the hills, and you'll get a lot of mileage out of me. I'm so easy to drive, and I'm an excellent ride. Hey there, so easy to get the maximum hits. Life keeps using me, keeps on abusing me, mentally and physically. I gotta stay fit, stay alive, need fuel inside, eat food to survive. Maximum consumption sure keeps running me down. Don't you know that you gotta eat food? Don't you know that it's good for you? I'm a maximum consumption, non-stop machine. Total automation, perpetual motion.
Welcome back, everybody. You were listening.
Welcome back!
In case you couldn't tell, Moose has arrived.
He is finally, right?
Live and in person, bringing you all the hot scoops on Hollywood.
Yes, and many much more.
Oh, did I mention I haven't had any coffee yet today?
No,
I just kinda
didn't
woke
know
up, that. Yeah, no. Usually I get up with a craving for it, but I woke up this morning and it was just like, oh, I don't want to put anything in my stomach, anything at all. I drank water.
Yeah,
and that's
I strongly dislike water to the point that I can't barely drink it.
Wow, that's really peculiar, especially given this is an unexpectedly topical conversation because our theme today is food.
Water.
Have you eaten anything today?
A glass of orange juice.
Ah,
if that counts as eating.
I had an apple actually. Now that I think about it, an apple.
Rocket Delight.
Here.
Delight, yeah. Breakfasts, man.
The fruit. Well, you know, I'm going to have a full breakfast after the show. But, you
okay,
know.
Okay.
So that was the Kinks' Maximum Consumption. Before that was Cake with Sheep Go to Heaven. I mean, I figured, Moose, you weren't here for this, but even though the song's not actually about food, the band's called Cake, and it's about sheep and goats, so you can eat those. I thought it was close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I approve. I approve of whatever my camera
everything I do.
Fudge says.
Well, how about,
does.
Here's something I think we'll both really approve of, because I think it's hard not to love this guy. This is a Tom Waits song called Eggs and Sausage. I've never actually heard it before, but I found it while looking this morning.
I actually love eggs and sausage, too.
It's like my favorite breakfast food. If you ever go to ABC for brunch, which I highly recommend you do, all Hampshire students should have at least one day out of their Hampshire career where you just grab a bunch of friends like, hey, guys, this Sunday morning, get up at 9, we'll all go down to ABC and have a huge-ass brunch. It'll be awesome. We did it once. It was fun. But they got, the English breakfast, which is bangers and eggs. But it's just like a really spicy,
bangers, I tell you,
a really big, meaty, spicy sausage and scrambled eggs, or like you can get like an omelet. So it was delicious.
I was
delicious
in a Canadian sausage. Bar in Paris for brunch.
A Canadian bar in Paris?
Yeah, and they had the best brunch. So
that makes sense.
I'm very motivated to see how the ABC compares to that.
I don't know if they can stand up to...
I mean, it was like
I was trying to combine
like
Franco-Canadian pubs.
I mean, it's a pub, so like, a restaurant.
Yeah.
Can't shoot.
ABC does fine. Anyways, yeah, so this is the song that we've been talking about.
There's a rendezvous of strangers around the coffee in the night. All them gypsy eyes, insomniac. Now the pepper's been red. Now the waitress served eggs and sausage and a salad toast, coffee and a roll. As brown the wheezy, chili in a bowl. Burgers and fries, and now we've got a pie. Baby, I'm stuck here in a graveyard charade. It's a late shift mask away, zoo for a quarter. It's a time for a dance. Now your Woolworth rhinestone diamond rings. Give me a sideways glance. Now the registered ring, now the waitress sing, eggs and sausage and a side of toast, coffee in a roll, hash brown to a wizard, chili in a bowl, burgers and fries, now what kind of pie, would you go have fried? Off in no direction. I'm talking about a cold caffeine and nicotine cloud. As the touch of your fingers lingers, binding in my memory. Baby, I've been 86 from your scheme. I'm stuck here in a melodramatic nocturnal scene. I'm a refugee from a disconcerted affair. The lead pipe more than four. Now the waitress calls eggs and sausage and a side of toast, coffee and a roll. Has brown the whizzy, chili in a bowl. Got your pockets and fries. What kind of pie? And a fuck if you will. It's got me the Tony Crown. I got me nothing else to do.
And sausages, people. Gotta love them.
Except if you're vegetarian, in which case we can be friends, but we can't share. Well, I guess we can share brunch, but you just have to have tater tots.
Because you're gonna have all the eggs and sausage.
And tofu thingies.
And tofu thingies.
I never really got tofu.
You never really got why people eat tofu?
I mean, I understand that it replaces meat, because I guess it's high in protein or something.
It is high in protein.
But eating a block of squishy, creamy-looking thing doesn't appeal to me.
No, yeah, it's hard to do it right. I think tofu works best when it's used less like meat and more like eggs.
Yeah, I could see that happen.
Like, it can be a good sort of holding things together. I think mushrooms work much better generally if you want, if you have, like, a meat craving. Like, it's a mushroom, like a big, like, nice portobello.
Yeah.
Like, I'll eat a burger made out of portobellos. Like, those are good. Portobello burger? You ever had, like a grilled portobello on a bun?
I'm not
little
a
tomato.
Of mushrooms. But
not a mushroom person? I thought you were French. I thought you guys were growing them out of your ears or something. I don't know.
wait, I got a big one.
Oh, look at that. Oh,
I'll have that for breakfast tomorrow.
C'est magnifique.
No. That's the new stereotype I'm going to try to push around.
Yeah, that's totally
I'm
going to
tell
French.
People, like, did you know all that French, all French people have mushrooms growing out of their ears? Yeah, no, you got to look really, really close, but they're there.
They're there, people.
Take
it from the Frenchman.
Hey, Frenchman, why don't you find us a song, and I'm going to tell everyone a little factoid about Tom Waits.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. So,
ahead.
Hey, my friends. So this comes courtesy of slam poet extraordinaire Adam Stone. Adam Stone has this poem that is in the voice of Rolf the dog from The Muppets to Miss Piggy from The Muppets, and it's like a forbidden love poem. Poem's interesting. It involves food, you know. Pig in a blanket, there's rhyming. Pig in a blanket, which is coincidentally where I'd like to be with you, etc. Anyways, he starts the poem by pointing out that back in the day, Cheetos approached Tom Waits saying, like, hey, we've got this new mascot, and we want to base him off you. And Tom Waits said, which, of course, translates to, hell no. Cheetos did it anyways. They made Chester the Cheetah to hawk their Cheetos, and Tom Waits sued them and won. Made millions of dollars because they stole his image. And then, so a few years later. Now, Rolf the Dog actually predates Tom Waits. Tom Waits didn't have any record sales or, like, hadn't been signed, wasn't famous, hadn't made music. No one knew who he was when Rolf the Dog first showed up in some earlier bits in the mid-60s. But then when Tom Waits is famous and Rolf starts becoming more like Tom Waits, Jim Henson went up to Tom Waits because they were about to make, like, the first movie, and he's like, hey, do you mind if I base this dog puppet off you? And Tom Waits said yes. I mean, he said, but, you know, that translates to yes.
That's a beautiful
song. So, yeah. Because, I mean, and that's the thing. The Muppets are just, there's something beautiful and incorruptible about them, you know?
The Muppets?
Yeah.
Okay, is there something beautiful and incorruptible about Gigi Allen? I don't know, but he has a song called Kill Children, Save the Food.
Oh, that sounds pretty innocent.
Right? That's what I thought.
I'm expecting...
Let's go, buddy. Come take a look. Send your money to the scum fucks, and we'll make you some jigaboo stew.
Back.
And the first part of that was there. Welcome.
The first part was and welcome.
Yes.
Moose, get it right.
Hey,
everybody. You're listening to Caramel Carnage with Moose and Fudge.
My name is Fudge. My name is Moose.
And we're just about wrapping up here. Our theme today has been food.
Yes.
Because, I mean, who doesn't like food?
I don't like food.
Anorexic people, that's who. Stop making fun of them. Jeez.
God damn it, people. How can you be so insensitive?
You are all awful people.
We love you. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, no, for real stuff. We appreciate it. We should be back here next Friday.
Amen.
Also from 10 to 11. You got a song you want to play us out on, Moose?
What time is it? 10:57. I got three very short songs that could fit this 3-minute purpose.
All right. Why don't you give it a roll? Give it a jumparoon. I don't know. Give it whatever you give
more,
it.
Are you more Fruits of My Soul, Power of Kung Fu, The Hunger by the Misfits, or Let's Lynch the Landlord by the Dead Kennedys, off of Fresh Fruit and Rotting Vegetables?
I want to say let's go with the Misfits, because I like them.
I'm actually starting a Misfits